Alphabet certainly has been a big driver, at least early on in the session, coming on the back of better than expected results in Q4. The company beat on earnings and revenue and announced a 20-for-1 stock split. Revenue growth from its ad business as well as cloud, a big standout in the quarter, with cloud seeing a 45% growth. But ad revenue, Brian, on YouTube side, coming in a little below expectations.
Yeah, I mean, I think the street's reaction is positive just because of that large percentage growth that they had seen in their cloud business. And I think that's really where the growth story is going to come from. We know that the ad story has been part of Google's history for basically its entire company's existence. But I think that $5.5 billion quarter revenue just from its web services business is going to be really important because they still are dwarfed by Amazon's web services business when you consider that, again, Amazon hasn't reported yet. So if you take a look at the quarter four 2020 comps, for example, AWS was about three times the size on a revenue basis as Google's web services business. So they still have a lot of catching up to do. And really, this is just a sales business. But Google, I think, is also emphasizing in their earnings call that the story is not just advertising and then cloud for at least their current longer term vision. They also want to look at other types of innovations, which could include blockchain and even Web3. Take a listen to what the CEO said on the earnings call yesterday.
There's several areas of interest. AR is a big one at the computing layer. We've been investing there for a long time and will continue to play a role. And it's something both not just at the computing layer, the services layer, be it Maps, YouTube, Google Meet, etc., I think will contribute a lot. On Web3, we are definitely looking at blockchain and such an interesting and powerful technology with broad applications. So much broader, again, than any one application. So as a company, we are looking at how we might contribute to the ecosystem and add value.
Now, of course, on the surface, people might be wondering, why is looking at blockchain significant? Isn't every company, isn't every person looking at blockchain? Well, I think for Sundar Pichai over at Google, you do wonder, you know, if they're teasing some sort of other big business that they could be launching. We know their approach towards moonshot, throwing everything at the wall to see what sticks. And maybe that's a big story why there's some optimism on the street over their ability to continue to grow in the decades to come, Akiko.
Yeah, and why they break out the big bets in their earnings results.